If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. So joining us, our first guest today is Andy Swan. And Andy Swan has firsthand observations of organizations that are in the throes of change. And he is going to share with us the human workplace. What exactly is the human workplace, Andy? And welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
Excellent. Well, it's Monday morning, so I think work and organizations and business and companies is kind of on all of our minds this morning, right?
Correct.
Okay, fantastic. So the human workplace, it's a very simple idea. You know, when people thrive, companies thrive too. So, you know, traditionally, we all go to work and, you know, we're kind of told that we should bow down before the altar of work, and that it's a privilege to have a job and we shouldn't enjoy it, and we should toil and we should exchange our time in return for a pay salary. And it's just changing that idea to actually help people understand that, you know, if you create your company or your business as a platform that helps its people to thrive, then actually the company will thrive as a result. And it's, you know, it's a very simple shift, and it's happening in some of the biggest companies in the world. You know, I researched this book, The Human Workplace, and we looked at case studies. It's very easy to look at startups and understand how three people in someone's garage can put on hoodies and do things together and collaborate and do exciting projects. But actually, we looked at these big companies. We looked at Schneider Electric. We looked at Microsoft. We spoke to Coca-Cola, to the Lego Group. So all of these big, complicated global companies who are actually doing some amazing things to help kind of create an amazing future through their people by allowing them freedom to make decisions, by treating them well, by helping them kind of achieve personal, physical, and mental wellness, and giving them the choice in the way they work, and giving them physical environments that help them to work in the best possible way. And as a result, those companies are benefiting hugely.
You know, there's something to be said for what you're saying, and there's this feeling that entrepreneurs have a little bit of an advantage because they're doing what they love. And when you create that passion and that excitement, it's very easy to get people to come on that bandwagon, isn't it?
Completely. Yeah, you know, who doesn't love doing something they enjoy? And actually, yeah, that's part of it. And I think in the age of technology and communication, and we're changing the kind of the way people work, and people are starting to expect choice in how they work or who they work with, and they're able to make those decisions. It's not just the case that you have to go to the local employer who's closest to your house and find a career that suits you and stick with it and stick with that one employer all the way through to retirement. You know, the world doesn't necessarily offer that certainty anymore, and equally, people expect choice. And so that choice is filtering through. And yeah, you know, people are starting to think, you know, if I haven't got a guaranteed career for life, why should I go somewhere that makes me miserable every day? And actually, what can I get out of life if I enjoy what I do every day? And that's kind of driving people to align with work in different ways, or to kind of view work in different ways. You know, even if some people are going to work in a job just to fund a hobby they do at the weekends, actually they kind of understand that, so they kind of commit to that job for the hours they're there. But equally, if people are doing a job which is something they do outside of work as well. I mean, I'm in a lucky position where people often say to me, oh, you always seem to be working. What do you do in your free time? And my response is, this is my free time. This is what I choose to do. So therefore, yeah, it's what I would do when I'm not kind of officially at work, because yeah, the boundaries between work and life are blurring for some of us. And it's very early days in this transition, but businesses are starting to realize that actually if they can create this real connection with people, and by people, yeah, I don't just mean customers and I don't just mean employees. I mean people as a whole, because customers can be employees and employees can be customers. You know, we kind of at this position where organizations are realizing they can create a community, they can be a platform for the people that align around them thrive. And actually they don't need to appeal to everyone, they just need to appeal to the people they connect with, because that's where the power is in that community.
You know, it's you're saying this because it's very important for people to understand one of the successes of self-help groups is the sense of fellowship, and it's that sense of community that we're not alone, that we're in it together. And you know, to have a circle of people in your life that you can count on in and out of work is so critical. You know, someone to drive you to pick up the car that, you know, the flat tire and you got to go get the car fixed. And, you know, to have somebody to be able to help you do some of the most mundane things and then, of course, the most complicated of things.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's the same inside of work and outside of work. You know, it's how our kind of social communities work and how our families work. It's that support network. And like you said, being in it together, I think, is a really big thing. And not only to help you through those kind of those tough things to do, all the mundane, but to celebrate when things go well and to share success and, you know, just generally kind of share that whole experience and have that feeling that, yes, we're all driving for the same thing here. We're in this together.
You know, is it because the new book, by the way, your book is called The Human Workplace.
That's right.
Andy, is it possible for companies to do this that are not so new? It feels like this might be for more of a younger based leadership team, or do you disagree?
I disagree purely because one of the reasons when I was invited to write the book, one of the things I really wanted to explore was this idea that it's not just these new entrepreneurial kind of younger startup companies that A, are doing this or B, able to do this. You know, there are some really exciting things happening in some really big companies, but they don't necessarily get reported. And so all the case studies in the book were designed to kind of show that actually it's a range of organizations doing this, kind of right through to the largest and most complex organizations in the world. And I think that's really important to understand, because, you know, one of the things that's mentioned quite early in the book is this idea that, you know, there was there's a startup and they get reported in the national press because they hit like 2 million turnover in a year. And that's kind of reported as a news thing. You know, two people start up and they hit a couple of million turnover. But somebody I spoke to, you know, in a very large company, created a $600 million impact in their category. But in kind of relative terms, that was a drop in the ocean. It didn't even get reported within the company, not to mind, you know, in the national press. So I think, you know, there's amazing stuff happening, but it doesn't necessarily get the spotlight shone on it because it isn't kind of so obvious. So yes, it's possible in these big organizations. It's happening. And hopefully the book shares, you know, not only some of these stories, but some tips on how anybody in any job, you know, within any size organization can actually start to kind of, you know, make their workplace more human for the benefit of themselves and the company as a whole.
I love this. I love what you're saying, because we are human. And you know, to make it real is so important, and to make that connection so that when you walk, wouldn't it be great on the Monday morning when you get up that instead of that dreaded feeling, oh, I have to deal with them again, is how exciting, what are we going to create today?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, isn't that thing, you know, for too long we've been kind of leaving our personalities at the door and going into work and having to be someone else. But I think now there's this realization that actually, you know, who we are as individuals have a lot to offer. And it's exciting because, you know, different personalities, when they combine, bring different perspectives, and different perspectives is where creativity comes from, and creativity drives innovation. And you know, innovation is the buzzword in business these days. The next big idea is what everybody's striving for. So we're starting to realize that, while at the same time, you know, we now have machines and robots that can do the mundane jobs that people don't necessarily kind of enjoy doing, but actually we need people more than ever to be people, because it's the real human stuff. It's the collaboration, the ability to kind of think differently and to share and to empathize with each other and to sympathize and kind of care. These are all very human traits that we can't replace with machines at the moment. Mm-hmm. That actually, so we need people more than ever to actually be people, not to be some kind of stripped down version of themselves, you know, that they are for 8 hours a day before they go home and then try and rebuild their kind of personality for a few hours before they go to bed.
It's written about you that you're a catalyst, that creating your human workplace is an art, not a science. And you write, from big brands to global organizations, everyone benefits from people first.
Yeah, completely. And I mean, yeah, a lot of the work I do varies in different ways. So for some of the work I do is around workplace change. I work with BDG, who are an architecture and design company who create amazing workplaces. And I help the people who move into those workplaces connect with themselves and each other and adapt their behaviors.
We need to get you... get more information about you and how people can reach you. So do give out all that, because this has been wonderful having you with us today, Andy Swan.
Well, thank you. It's been so great to talk. So yeah, I mean, the Human Workplace, the book is out now. That's full of the ideas. You can get more information on that via my website, which is andyswan.co. And Swan is spelled with two N's, just to help everyone out there. But yeah, I'm always happy to talk. People can find me on Twitter at Andy Swan. LinkedIn, I'm on there. Anywhere you can find me. Yeah, I believe that everything great starts with a conversation, just like it has here.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Andy. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Thanks, Frankie.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are now available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers across the United States. Get them today.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we now are joined with one of the country's most amazing connoisseurs when it comes to old vines. Adventures with Old Vines is his book. It's a beginner's guide to being a wine connoisseur, and Richard Chilton Jr. is with us today, and he is he co-owns an award-winning winery, Hourglass Vineyard. And I hope you weren't affected by that horrible fire, the fires.
Well, hi, Frankie. Fortunately, we weren't, which is hard for me to say, because, you know, so many were, but the fires got to about 5 miles to the north of us and 3 miles to the south of us, and we were spared the great tragedy that happened in Sonoma and Napa, and also, fortunately, we had brought all 98% of our grapes in, so we didn't suffer any grape losses due to smoke.
Wonderful. So, Richard, what a fascinating story. You began your love affair with wine in 1976, when your parents converted an old bomb shelter on their property into a wine cellar?
Well, they you know, the era of having bomb shelters was over, and my dad asked what we should do with it, and I said, let's turn it into a wine cellar. And I don't quite know why I did that, but I did it because it seemed like a wine cellar. It was dark and dank, and so my dad said, sure. My brother was working at a wine store as a delivery guy while he was in high school, and so we agreed, and so we did it, and that's where I started to experiment my love affair with wines. And the more that I got into the scholarship of wine, the more I realized how little I knew, and that not only could you get sources and read about wine, but you really need to taste the wine, and you need to pop the cork and understand why the pleasure of wine and the nuances of wine through tasting, not just through reading and scholarship. So that's when my love affair started, and it's taken me all over the world. It's become a commercial experience for me with Hourglass, which I co-started and co-founded in 2006, and it's been a marvelous and opportunity. And so I wrote this book for the millennials and all the people who are just starting to get into wine, who find it rather intimidating and don't know how to do it. And so I give them a roadmap on how they can go about their own personal journeys.
You know, I was just in Trader Joe's the other day, and I was observing something that on the shelf was Trader Joe's, it was a $28 bottle of wine, and then another one that was like $48 at Trader Joe's. And then two-buck chuck. I mean,
there's something for everybody.
There's something for everyone. But the truth is, I mean, who knows if, You know, I'm not the right person because I'm not a big wine person, but I don't know why, but my palate just never ever. Although I have to say that when I was in Italy several years ago, I tasted the most amazing wines I've ever had in my whole life. They were extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. So I take that back. Given the right wines, I would enjoy them.
You would enjoy them, and you know, you taste with me, and I'll open up those adventures. But I will say that there's a chapter in the book, How to Read a Wine List, and this is a really important chapter for a lot of people who are new to wine because they get intimidated by sommeliers and they're complex. But there's a couple of really interesting keys and some ways to look at it. And I would say that when you walk into Trader Joe's, you can use these same little tricks, meaning you have to start with the assumption that in great vintages, and I insert a vintage chart in the back that courtesy of Robert Parker because it was his tasting notes, but it mentions great vintages and then those to avoid. Now, in those great vintages, you have to assume that in those regions, everybody made great wine. It's somewhat impossible for, except for weather, where in Bordeaux in 2005, that you're only going to get in the great vintages, only going to get wine made in Pauillac that's great, and everybody else makes terrible wine. So, and in Pauillac, it's not just the great chateaus that made great wine. Everybody in Pauillac made great wine. So if you have an understanding of the great vintages and you don't even know who the vineyards are, you look and see, here's a bottle of Pauillac from a vintage I don't know in 2009 for $28 a bottle. Buy it. You're going to have a great time with it.
Wonderful. When you go out to eat and when you're with people, do you get tired of being the one that they rely on for the information on the wine?
No, because I'm so passionate about it, and it's so fun to try wine. You know, wine goes through many stages within its life, and you can taste it in barrel. You can taste it when it's just been bottled. It's going to be different. You can taste it 2 years later when it goes into a little bit of a dumb period. It's going to be different. And then 5 years, 10 years, 20 years later. But all those nuances are avenues for continued scholarship to learn how to appreciate that wine. And it just rounds you out within your whole experience with wine. That's why keeping a good wine journal and good tasting notes are really important.
Oh, yes. How should we store wine if we live in the city and do not have a cellar?
Sure. So when I came, after college and I came to New York to work, I brought my collection and I was in an apartment and I put it in a closet, which is okay. And I talk about storage within the book is most people have this misnomer that it needs to be in a proper cellar and it needs to be temperature controlled to 52 or 55 degrees. And that's false. The biggest problem with storing wine is humidity. And it's also extreme fluctuations in temperature. So in a closet in San Francisco or in New York, it's going to be fine because the variation of that temperature doesn't change enough to ruin the wine. If anything, it will make it mature. If you store wine at 65 degrees, it wouldn't kill it. It would just make it mature faster. What will kill wine is dryness of the cork. And so if it's really dry, and then the cork's going to constrict and let air through, and that is going to be one of your biggest problems with storing wine.
Okay. So most wines, though, we should buy and drink them right away, don't you think?
Well, I think most wine is purchased that way. I make the point in the book is that, you know, having wine that you keep for long periods of time, you can really sense the pleasure and how wine changes. Most wine is drunk way too early in this country. And so you don't have the ability to see it as it really matures.
Oh, now, you have to come back because there's just too much information, Richard Chilton Jr. Adventures with Old Vines, A Beginner's Guide to Being a Wine Connoisseur. And what's the best website, please?
Our Facebook page, which is www.adventureswitholdvines.com.
Awesome. And when we go to Napa, you can go to Hourglass Vineyard. We'll be back. And please come back, Richard. We'll be back in
Thank
a moment.
You,
I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And we now are joined by Christine Forner. Her new book is Disassociation, Mindfulness and Creative Meditations, Trauma-Informed Patients to Facilitate Growth. And that's a mouthful, Christine. You're an MSW. You have more than 17 years of clinical experience working with individuals with trauma, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and traumatic disassociation and development trauma. Tell us what exactly that means.
The title of the book or what I development?
Yes,
trauma?
Both.
Oh, okay. So dissociation is actually one of the most unknown or mythologized reactions to traumatic stress. And so what dissociation is it's when the body, when the human being has become so overwhelmed and there is no real great way to escape, it will start doing things on the inside. It'll start producing certain chemicals that make us kind of go numb or remove us from the situation, so that if there is any last chance of playing dead to survive, we're going to do that. And so what has happened in the last 40 years of this field, actually this field's about 150 years old, the fight and the flee, the post-traumatic reaction, the fighting, the hypervigilance, that stuff has gotten much better understood, but people really don't understand that freeze part. And so my book really does talk about what that freeze part is in conjunction with mindfulness and how there are really actually rival brain activities. And then to answer the second question, what developmental trauma is it's trauma that happens when we're developing. So it's basically a traumatic experience that can happen once, or it's really usually over time. So this, the issue of neglect can be put in there. The issue of physical abuse can be put in there. Lots of events can put into the trauma that happens through your development that prevent full development from happening.
You know, we have been watching in the past 6 weeks in the States, three traumatic, devastating shootings. Las Vegas, New York last week,
and then
Texas, which is just, it's not even, we can't even.
It's unfathomable, hey?
It's just so, to see children being killed, being shot down.
Yeah.
How, as a country, do we explain this, that kids are watching and seeing, and obviously children are so much more aware and sophisticated today than they've ever been?
Well, for kids, it's more of what is needed feeling-wise or from a felt place rather than just words. So for children, if you actually pick up your child and hold your child and make them feel safe and sound in your home environment, that ripples through their body a lot stronger and a lot louder than it does as adults. So if I was to, give a great big hug to you, you still have your adult mind that says, okay, this hug is nice, but it doesn't really solve the problem. But for children, when we do give them a great big hug and we hold on to them and say, in this very moment, you are safe and you're okay, it actually does have a very large, powerful reaction inside that child. So my recommendation is having children beginning to understand that there are very unsafe things, but in this moment, I'm doing what I can to make you be safe. And that actually, it eases a lot of stress inside children.
Right. And how do we put it? You know, we talk a lot about how we want to make changes, and when we hear things like this happen, we kind of get jolted and it shocks us, and we realize, you know what, that procrastination, I better take care of it today. I better do what I need to do today. I want to be present for people today. And then another week goes by and we forget about it, or we go back to the same old, same old.
Well, that's a grand global question, but I think you'll find the places that are starting to have less incidences of violence, places like countries in the Scandinavian area of the world, what they're doing is they're actually focusing much of their resources on kids and making sure that children have safe environments, that parents are getting resources in order to be able to care for the kids. And it is sort of a long-term solution, but in the countries where the crime rate is going down and the jail systems are getting smaller and the health systems are getting less taxed, these are countries that actually took the resources from adults and put it towards children. And in the long term, is if we can help kids have safer environments, they're going to have safer adulthoods.
I think you're absolutely spot on this. This is, would you mind just sharing a little bit about, because this book is one of the few books about disassociation.
Yeah, it's actually, so far as I know, it's the only book that really takes the specialization of dissociation and the specialized of mindfulness and mix the two. So there's really not a lot of discussion between the dissociative process and the mindful process. And really, if you think about it in simple terms, dissociation is a place when the system, when our bodies and our emotions and our mind experience life and death danger. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a hit. For human beings, being alone is processed or felt as, especially when we're kids, as a life and death danger. And so dissociation really is the removal of information, the removal of body awareness, the removal of emotions, or none of them really stick. It's kind of like TFL. These experiences can come and go and be like TFL. Mm-hmm. And what mindfulness is the absolute height of the human mind to be aware, where we're supposed to be aware of how we feel. We're supposed to be aware of being able to calm ourselves down in every circumstance. And it's sort of the polar rival opposite of what dissociation is. And so in my book, I really tried to describe the physiology or the neurobiology of what mindfulness actually is, because it's not just a meditation practice. There's lots of ways to become mindful. Mindful is a brain developmental achievement. And so then I try and talk about what happens when that is interfered with through things that are scary, which is the result of dissociation, is the result of things being too much or too scary or too overwhelming. And so I really try to help people understand how when you're dealing with chronic dissociation, being mindful is not okay, right? It's just like if you're in a place of absolute danger, or if you're, you know, in being chased by a predator or caught by that predator, being aware is actually going to get you further trouble. Being aware or not aware actually saves you. But if that really starts to be a natural way for you to spend your day, it's going to be really hard to become mindful. And so my book really tries to describe what mindfulness is, describe what dissociation is, so that you, if you chronically dissociate, you can actually learn the benefits of mindfulness. And mindfulness really is a cure to dissociation.
Mm-hmm. You are so passionate about this work. What led you into this obscure field? Because there aren't many doing what you do in the Calgary area.
Yeah, well, there's a few of us in Calgary that specialize in dissociation, but it is not a very, I think it's actually on the uprise. I think actually I think this is the dawn of a new awareness, because I have been in this field for quite a while. I stumbled into it. I became, I was working at a job where most of the people I was seeing were extremely traumatized, and that had to do with the mandate of the agency. So I was seeing from the very first 8 clients I was seeing was incredibly traumatized people. And I had a colleague who showed me a book, and I read the book, and it started to make a whole bunch of sense to me, and it's always made sense to me. But, you know, I'm heading into my 20th year of working with incredibly traumatized people, and I think it's the mindfulness that helps you make through.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing Disassociation, Mindfulness, and Creative Meditations, your book, and the work that you're doing. And how can people find out more about you, Christine?
I'm found, Associated Counseling is the name of my agency, and there I have a Facebook page, and it's also, if you just type in Christine Forner and Dissociation, there's several Google pages, and my email address is on my website, which is Associated Counseling up in Canada.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, and we appreciate your being with us today. We'll be right back. It's Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens Blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now is a gentleman who will be one of the doctors presenting at the ILADS conference, which is the Tick-Borne Disease, the Global Perspective, in Boston this week. And Dr. Stephen J. Bock, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Frankie. Oh, by the way, I'm on the board of ILADS, but I'm not presenting at this one.
Oh, you're on the board. Okay. Are you going to be there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So tell us about the work that you're doing and your integrative treatment of Lyme disease, please, doctor.
Well, you know, I began doing integrative for the past over 30 years, and about 29 years ago I came in contact in my area with Lyme disease. I came in contact with seronegative cases. In other words, they were negative on the blood tests, but they did respond to treatment. So when I was in integrative treatment, I would stay away from antibiotics. When I found difficult Lyme, I felt a lot of people needed the antibiotics because they had such bad disease. But then I've always had, you know, feelings that antibiotics shouldn't be overused. So then I use a lot of herbals. But basically how I use my integrative treatment is I assess someone on the first visit for an hour and a half, and I assess what's going on with their immune system, with the possible infection, co-infections, with their hormonal system. I do a lot looking at detox because a lot of people come in and they have multiple symptoms, and you have to differentiate, is it the Lyme infection, is it the co-infection, or is their body so toxic that you have to detox them? It's almost analogous to looking at a pond when the pond is filled up with algae. You could put all the algicide in, but if you don't take the outflow and clear it, they're not going to get better. So that's how I look at Lyme, looking at where the person is on that spectrum of infection, immune problems, hormonal problems, and toxicity.
So this has become the reason why I'm doing a lot of different segments to promote this conference, because I really feel like we've missed the boat in this country treating Lyme disease. We're not really understanding the severity of it. It's not just take a round of antibiotics and life as usual. It's the most disruptive, and people are not aware of how serious a condition this can really be.
Oh, yes, very much so. And some of the things that people do when they kind of get stressed, stress makes Lyme worse, Sugar makes Lyme worse. So people who, you know, have to be really observant of their diet, they have to be aware of their lifestyle, they can't burn it at both ends, because Lyme is an infection that, you know, if you have an immune system that's hindered in any way, you're going to have those infections, you know, be fostered.
Do we, if we are listening to this, who is at risk for Lyme? It was at one point one part of the country, but now it's all over the country, correct?
Right. If you look at a map and you go back 15 years, you'll see it's the Northeast, it's the Midwest around Wisconsin and that area, and then Northern California. Well, now it's going down to Southern California, it's coming east in California, it's going west from the Northeast. Yeah, it's just, I think it's ubiquitous. I mean, I think ticks are not only some of the sources. You can have other vectors like mosquitoes. They only may be 1% or 2%, but there's other spreads. There is sexual spread, but I find that that's, you know, I treat a lot of couples, and one person has it, one doesn't, but it can be found in the vaginal fluid. It can be found in the sperm, you know, in the seminal fluid.
Wow. Who knew? Dr. Bach, what's the first thing can you give us some of the symptoms that people, because they go on years and years, doctor after doctor after doctor, from what I've been told, people, even some of the best integrative doctors in this country have missed a couple of Lyme cases. It's that pervasive and difficult to...
First of all, number one is you have to realize that Lyme is the great pretender. It could masquerade as a lot of things and can also affect only, you know, multiple systems or only one system. Like you can get a bacterial Lyme disease that is trophic. That means it goes to the nervous system. You can have another bacteria that's much more likely to go to the heart. Another one that's likely to go to the joints. Now, when you see somebody who has a multitude of symptoms like headaches, soreness in the neck, like particularly behind the neck, swollen glands, respiratory problems, GI problems, those are some of the unknown symptoms that can also be related to Lyme. Joint pain, obviously, palpitations. So that's why I think it's important to really look at all the symptoms, the chronology of the symptoms, where the person has been in their life, of course, any bites or things like that. But less than 50% of people notice a tick. Less than 50% see an EM rash, which is a classic dermatological presentation of Lyme disease, so-called bullseye. In kids, it's even less. Like, you may not see an EM rash 30-40% of less than 30-40% of kids. So then we go to testing. So let's say you just have symptoms that are suggestive of Lyme disease or co-infections. The testing is very insensitive. The typical ELISA, which is like a screening test, and the Western blot, which is the second tier, are notoriously insensitive. The two-tier system is like the gold standard. That can be 60-65% accurate, whereas the ELISA, which is the screening test, can be 49% sensitivity. That's like flipping a coin. So when I've lectured in the past, I have a slide that I got from a Dr. Masters who since died, but he was in Missouri. And his slide always stuck with me. Absence of proof is not proof of absence.
And that's
a big mistake.
It's so critical. Can you give us more information about how people can find out about you and the work you're doing, Dr. Bach?
Oh, yeah. You know, they can find my website is BachMD.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us, Doctor, and the work that you're doing on behalf of all these Lyme patients that have never gotten answers and resolution. And thank all of you. It's been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always,
in the sky. get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.